Rabbi, so we're going to start the next sugya. We'll actually try to go through the whole thing. It's a short sugya. It very much connects to the sugya that we did. So it'll make it a lot easier to understand it. Okay. Now we're going to call Machatas. We're on Zion, where we left off, on Zion Amud Aleph, right after Toida, right after the Sugya of Toida. Gemara says, Omar Rove, Chatos, Sheshochto L'Shem Chatos. So the way Rashi understands, Chatos, Sheshochto L'Shem Chatos, and many of you Rishonim learned the Sugya like Rashi, that we're talking about a Nirmala Shinui in a chatas from chaylev to dam. So in other words, you took a korm chatas that you were mafresh for chaylev, and you shechted it for dam. So he says, this is an akuda we didn't go into in the past. It's something we can analyze. We know by any other korm, including toyda, the way we came out lamais, and not like the choyk nasim. By every korban, there's no such thing as a shinui for the reason why the korban is being brought. So in other words, if you bring a shlomim for mitzvah's tefillin, that's not matfis on the korban. That doesn't become part of the korban. If I'm mafresh in oila for not wearing tefillin or for not eating matzah, that's not matfis on the korban. The Gemara did have a shaila if the oila could be mechaper for things that you did afterwards. But that's a different child. That's a different child. But everybody agrees that the oil's kapora is not limited only to the things that you had in mind when you mafresh it. And the reason is simple. Because they don't become part of the oil. In other words, when somebody brings a korban oil for a bittul asay, or for multiple bittul asays, that does not become part of the korban. The carbon is oiler. It's a ritzi for any assay. And therefore, it doesn't make it possible. Chatas is unique. If you remember, that was the whole shock of attire we had a couple of weeks ago. When the Gemara was dealing with oiler being mechaper on things that you did after you were mafreshit. Chatas is unique. Whereby chatas, there's al chatos ayashuchat. The Torah was mechadish that the carbon chatas not only has a shame carbon, and not only is it going on a chayvei krisis, but it goes on the specific chet that you did. So it becomes what we would call a chatas chelav. And now it can't be used for chatas dam. So we had a shverer Rambam, which we're going to talk about today. The Rambam made a distinction between chatas chelav l'shem chatas chelav. The hainu, you will mafresh the carbon for chelav that you ate yesterday. Right? And then you were mafresh it for chaylev you ate yesterday, and then today you ate chaylev again, and now you brought the korban for the chaylev you ate today. So on that, the Rambam held that would be meratz and b'di'evit. Okay, so we had a mahalach in the Rambam, but clearly, if you have a chatas chaylev, it can't work for chatas dam, at least for everything we know till now. But here, while I tell you, here's the chakiri you can clear. And you have to have this chakir before you start the sugya. And that is, we explained it loosely that the Torah is mechadish, that a chatas chelev becomes inherently part of the korban itself. So just like there's a chatas oil shlomim, there's something called chatas chelev. And a chatas chelev is different than a chatas dam. It's like a different korban. It's a different korban. That's one way to understand. The other way to understand is no. Chatas a chatas. The Kedusha's carbon cannot change because you're bringing it for chaylev or you're bringing it for dam. A chatas a chatas. And that's clear that the Kohen doesn't have to have in mind L'shem chatas chaylev. Let's say the coin would just be makav the chatas l'shem chatas. Zichar, you would have a reason. Even though you didn't have in mind specifically. The Bailam just have to be mafresh it as such. They have to be mafresh to carbon. So what I'm trying to say is like this. We did not go into, is the pshat that the chaylev becomes now an inherent part of the carbon? Well, maybe you could say a less of a chiddush. And that is that in order for the bailam to get a ritzui from this chatas, it has to be brought for that purpose. So no, but what I'm saying is like this. The tremendous nafkamina potentially could be that chatas chaylev l'shem chatas dam is only a chesaron in zrika. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, if the Torah is being mechadish, that a chatas chaylev has a shame, one shame korban, chatas dam has another shame korban, so it's like any shinat kodesh. So if you do chatas chaylev for chatas dam, it's like doing chatas for an oila, chatas for a shlomim. Yeah? Because you're changing the kedusha's korban. Then it would not be relevant whether you had that kavana by shchita, zrika, it wouldn't make any difference. But if you learn that be'emes als the kedusha's korban, it's the same. And when the Torah said al chatoso yashachoto, which is the mocker, that the chatas chaylev has to be l'shem chatas chaylev, that's als the ritzli of the korban. If that's the case, it would only be relevant to zrika. Yeah. And it's not so poshut pachlal how to learn. Because al chatosay asher chato, you could learn this either one. You could learn it's going on the carbon. Or you could learn it's going on the bailam. And the bailam have a chasar, and if they can't get a kapara for their dam, if the chatas wasn't separated for it, and if it wasn't brought as such. So brought as such would mean bishas rika. That's what I'm saying. That's a huge nafkamina. Huge nafkamina. Till now we didn't clear it, but I'm just saying, if you think about it in Sfora, it's more mistavra the way the second way to learn. It's more mistavra to say, the smaller chiddush would be, a chatas is a chatas. It's not a different chatas. A chatas is a chatas. Whether it's coming for chaylev, whether it's coming for dam, it's a chatas. Nervos, the Torah said that in order for the bailam to get a kapora, it has to be that you shechted it as al chatos yashachot. If that's the case, you could say al chatos yashachot maybe only relates to zrika, just like shini bailam according to the vast majority of the rishonim only relates to zrika. And the way we learned last week, that's kufa machlokes rabbi and Rav Chisda, precisely for this reason. So what I'm saying is the same svara that we have by shini bailam, that it only relates to Zrika according to most Rishonim. Why? Because Shini Bailam is not in the object of the karma. Yesh Loima, one would be able to say that maybe Chatas Chelo, the same Chatas Dam, is the same problem. The problem is in the Ritzui. If that's the case, it relates strictly to the Zrika and not to the other others. So now this will make it easier to start to go through the sugya. So Gemara says like this: Chatos yeshochtol l'shem chatos. So Rashi, it's talking about a chatos chelav that yeshochtol l'shem chatos dam. So he says it's ksheira. Now the girsa we have in Rashi, ksheira also. If you look at the girsa we have in Rashi, is it's kosher and it's oila. That means it's mamashay. It's a L'chatchiladika karm. Tremendous chiddush. He doesn't make any distinction between shchita and zrika. See, if he would have just said shchita, and he's not talking about zrika also, we'd have an easier solution. Maybe that's the way to be doich in the Gemara. He's only talking about shchita. Maybe. Just like some Rishonim have learned Torah. But Bashkofa Rishonim, he's talking about period. Because he gives us a reason. His reason is, he says, Ksheira. And therefore he says, It's also loy. Now, we brought down the Rambam in the Maamar Kaimis in Hilchos Shkagos, Paragimel Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam says, Kfar Biyarnu, Behilchos Psuli HaMukdosh, Shamafush Chatosei Halachelev, Lo Yivienu Al Adam Shochach, Shenema Avehevi Korbona. Right? He shouldn't bring the carbon if he had, if the guy had a chet of chelev, he shouldn't bring it on dam, shocha. Shenema ve'evi korbona. That's what the Rambam says. Now, so that's the only mention we have of this halacha. In Psulei HaMukdashim, it's interesting. He says, I mentioned this, but you should know in Psulei HaMukdashim there's another Rambam. I wasn't Matriach Naftali last night, 1 a.m., to do this, the second Rambam. But in Psulei HaMukdashim, the Rambam uses a different lashon. He says, Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam, this is Perek Tezvav. Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam. So he says over there, it's possible. Right? So, the Karen Ira says that there's really two possibilities of Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam. One is that he now is re-manipulating what the korban should be meratzeh for. I want the Bailam not to have a kapora for Chelev. I want him to have a kapora for Dam. That would be one way to learn. The other way to learn is, no, he's just having a Shini Kodesh. This isn't a Chatas Chelev. In fact, it's a Chatas Dam. More of a Shini Kodesh machshav. The Karen Ora wants to be Mechadish, that's the difference between the two. Meaning, if somebody had in mind Chatas Chelev, L'Shem Chatas Dam, right? Rava would agree, that's where Rava holds its kosher. Our Rava in our Sugya, that says Chatas L'Shem Chatas Chelev, L'Shem Chatas Dam is kosher, and Rashi, the Girsa we have is Olsaloi, is talking about a case as such. Ruvain was mafresh a korban chatas for chelov. The kohen, when he shechted the korban, he had in mind this is a chatas dam. That was what he thought it was. It's a chatas dam. That's what he had in mind. He wasn't now trying to be oiker what the korban should be miratz on. Oh, I want this chatas chelov to be miratz on. No, he just thought this is a chatas dam. That's in fact what he thought. Right? Whether he was a shoygig or a maid, that's what he thought. So Lamaisa, the Karen Ora wants to say that in that case, Rova holds its oil Baal Moshem Chav. Which very much fits with what we were saying. Because what were we saying? That there are two ways to understand the reason why a chatas chelev that you bring for a chatas dam is possible. One way to look at it is that there's something inherently missing in the korban, the cheftz of the korban. The other way to learn is there's something missing in the ritzui of the korban. Now, the tremendous nafkamin I told you potentially would be shchita versus rika. Because if there's nothing inherently wrong with the korban, then l'chayr, if you just had that kavana when you were shechting the korban, you didn't have that kavana when you were spritzing the blood, it would be fine. Right? Even though I'll show you another way to learn, even in that side. But, here's another huge nafkamina. Huge nafkamina would be, where when you had in mind the chatas chelev should be a chatas dam, you weren't thinking about ritzi at all. You weren't thinking, oh, I want this to be mirat. I want it to be miratza, whatever it has to be miratza for. I just have in mind, this is a chatas dam. Okay? So, for instance, if you shecht an oil and you think you think it's a shlom. So you're shechting it as a shlom. Right? Not for ritzui purposes. That's a typical Shini Kodesh. So now we could say like this. The Pshat and the Karen Ara, and I'll soon show you that we could learn Tosfos and Nazir, which I brought into my Makabas also. If we learn that Chelev and Dam don't manipulate the carbon itself, the object of the carbon, so then, if all the Kohen thought was this is a Chatas Dam, it wouldn't pass on the Korban. Because the only chesaron with chela versus dam is in the ritzi. If that's the case, in order for the kavana to be problematic, it has to be that the kavana addresses the ritzi, not the essence. If the kohen's kavana was the essence of the carbon, it's the same essence. Chatas chelim and chatas dam, DNA, kochim DNA is the same. If you took a blood test, the kochim DNA of a chatas chelim and a chatas dam has the same DNA. There's no inherent difference. And the only in the kedushas carbon and the heft of the carbon, the only difference is in the ritzi. So if that's the case, if the kohen wasn't addressing the ritzi bichlal. I want the Bailam to have Ritzah, whatever they need Ritzah, the Rebbeinu Shem should be Meratzah, V'nirtzaloi, right? But I the Kohen has in mind, this is in fact a Chatas Dam. Then it would be kosher. That's Rav Svara. So that really drives what we were saying. So if you look at the Rambam is actually very, very clear. Because the Rambam, in Psui Mugdoshim, in Ilchus Shkagos, he says clearly, he doesn't talk about lishma of what the carbon is. He says, if you were mafresh a carbon for chelev that you ate, lo yivienu al adam shochal. Right? You shouldn't bring it on dam shochal. In Shkogas, it's very, very open that it's only what the carbon is being brought for. What's its tafkid? You shouldn't change its tafkid. If you look in the Keren Oyer by us, he says clearly, Choshev chata shetechaper al dam b'mokom chelev posel. This is the Keren Oyer talking. Zokter v'ilu rava, rava in our sugi that says kosher, ba'oifen sherotzo sh'achatas techaper al chelev. The Kohen is not trying to change the kapara. Whatever the kapara is supposed to be, let it be. He's not getting involved in that. He's not getting involved in what the kapar is. He says, but this is the lashon of the Keren Oyer. Says the Keren Oyer, so what is he thinking? He says, Elosh is skaving lakriva l'shem dam. The Savar, says the Keren Oyer, sheshinoi kodesh kozeh ene poisel. Now, I'm learning differently than the Keren Oyer, but along the same lines. In other words, he's saying Rav is being mechadish, this kind of shini kodesh. I'm saying it's not shini kodesh. That's cool for Rav's chiddush, that this is not called shini kodesh. It's never shini kodesh. It's shinui ritzui. It's shinui ritzui. The only thing is, the way I'm learning, what I'm telling you now, the way I'm learning, it should come out. That even if you talk ahead kavona shaloi, L'shem Ritzui, it should only be by Zrika. That's the challenge. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the way I'm learning, that the way to understand Rava, that he's not arguing with everything we know, is that Rava's coming and saying a simple thing. He's saying, Shinui Chelev Tadam is a new Gzeres HaKosov, and it only relates to Ritzui. That's all it does. That's all he's saying. And we have the Rambam in Shkogas, Taka, that's the way it's mashma. If the Chatas is supposed to be for Chelev, you shouldn't have it that it should be Meratza for you for Dam. It should be for the purpose, it should be brought for the right purpose to be Meratza. Not that there's something wrong with the carbon. The problem is that if that's Pshat and Rava, then it should come out that even if you did the wrong Kavana, which the Keren Oyer is saying Rava would agree is possible. Somebody shechted a chatas chelev with intention that it should be meratzeh for dam. That's no good, even according to Rava. But it should come out by default that it should only be by Zrika. It shouldn't be by the other avodas. And that's something that's absent. I threw it out for your thinking. But Lamai said, we don't see anywhere that. Meaning, we don't see anywhere that Shinui of Chatas Chelev, Chatas Dam, will only be possible B'Shas Rika. But the way we're learning, L'Chaira, that's the only way to learn, because if the only way to understand Rav, at least as of now, is that Rav is trying to say, Unless you say Rava doesn't mean also loy l'shem chayva. But that Rashi's, the girsa we have is it's kosher, 100%. You don't need to bring another carbon. The only way we could really understand that is to say, you know what? The chatas chaylev is a generic chatas. And therefore, if you have in mind dam, you're not really doing anything to the carbon. Carbon is the same carbon. Right? It's only ritzei. And that's why if you have in mind l'shem dam without thinking about the ritzei at all, no problem. That's Rava's chiddush. That's Rava's chiddush is one chiddush. That if the only bad kavana you had, we're not going to call it bad, the only flawed kavana you had was that when you shechted it, you were thinking that this is a chatas dam rather than a chatas chelev, it's meaningless. There's nothing wrong with that kavana. There's nothing wrong with that kavana. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. Chatas chelev, chatas dam, chatas Shabbos, chatas Yom Kippur, it's all one thing. It's chatas. It's a meaningless kavana. So, the coin goes, you know, this is a chatas of Yom Kippur. There's no such thing as a chatas Yom Kippur. There's such thing as a chatas. And I like that pshat. It's glatt, and it fits in Lashon HaGemara, because look at Rava's words. Rava doesn't give any elaborate explanation. Rava just says, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So Rava says, why not? It's a chatas l'shem chatas nishchita, right? L'shem oyla psula. And Rava explains himself. My time. V'shochad ezel l'chatas ha-machmano chatas l'shem chatas nishchita. L'shem oyla psula, because it's not l'shem chatas. So Rava's very clear. He's saying, the reason why I hold it's okay is because the chatas is the chatas. He doesn't seem to be saying that the Shaloi Lishma doesn't make it possible. He seems to be saying it's not Shaloi Lishma. Because he says, what's the reason? Chatos l'shem chatos nishchata. So what I'm saying is, it goes very glatt. It makes the sugya clear. It's glatt. The only problem I have is this one big problem, which is that if this is the right way to learn, and look at Tosfos and Nazir. Let's just see Tosfos and Nazir before we go into this thought. If you look at Tosfos and Nazir, Divrei HaMaskil Sha'arei, he's talking about bringing a carbon Nazir from a father and a son. The son Yarshins the mice. He's bringing the carbon that his father really wanted to bring for his Naziris. So he can only do it on the money that the father separated. But if the father actually made a carbon for his Naziris, the son can't bring the carbon. Meaning if Reuven was a Nazir, and he separated a carbon, and now his son Chanoich becomes a Nazir, and Reuven dies, so the Gemara says the carbon can't be brought for Chanoich. If Reuven separated money for his carbon Naziris, then the son could actually use it. So that's what is going on. But Tais says like this. The second line in Tais is by the bracket, the ches. Look at Tais's answer. Kiim chatas chelev. He only is chayev a chatas chelev. V'lochein odif. Therefore, it's better. Very unclear what Tosfos means. Right? It's a little sus. Tosfos seems to be saying, our sugya chatas chelev, shem chatas dam, rova, and later on, it's talking about a case where you only chayev a chatas chelev. Therefore, when you had a mind chatas dam, not such a problem. Whereas, v'lochein odif. But then, but look at void. We'll get to what you said. Void. Void is shloima the vaday linyan l'skaper boi b'shulchat ascheilav shayimeres l'kach ikamanda mekshera. Avaloch ayvi l'skaper boi mishumchat asdam. That seems to be the void of Tosfos. Right? But Tosfos' distinction is very unclear. Why should that make a difference if you're chayev achatas for dam, or you're not chayev achatas for dam? Reb Chaim talks about this. Reb Chaim Brisk talks about it. And he goes with his idea. The problem is that his way of learning conflicts with whatever pshat we could possibly have by us. He wants to say that the Shelo Lishma has to attach itself to the carbon. Right? So if you're Taka Chayav Achatas Dam also, then when the Kohen has in mind Dam, it gravitates to that. Whereas, if you're not Chayav Achatas Dam, it doesn't. The problem I have with that is very simple. I go back to this, to how we started the sugya. The Torah Lamaisa said that Chatas Chelev for Chatas Dam is a problem. That's the whole premise of what's bothering Tosfos. That's what Tosfos is asking. That the Gemara Nazir says that a Chatas Chelev L'shem Chatas Dam doesn't work. Right? How could we say it does work? So we're trying to explain. So there's only two ways to learn. Either Chatas Dam versus Chatas Chelev is like Shinui Kodesh. Or we'll call it Shinui Ritzei. Those are the only two categories we could put it into. Either Chelev and Dam are like two Korbanas, and therefore it's called Shinui Kodesh. It's like you're manipulating the Kedusha of the Karm. Or it's like a Shinui Ritzei. If it's a Shinui Ritzei, so then you have to have in mind that you don't want it to be Meratz. Right? You have to have in mind that you don't want it to be Meratz. Reb Chaim's idea doesn't work because L'chaira, and Pshat I'm saying, Manashach, if you look at Chelev and Dam as two different Kedushas, so why do you need to be Mechuyev? Why is it different than if a person Shechs a Korban Chatas L'shem Asher? Puzzle. Puzzle. With a capital P. Puzzle. Is there any difference if you Shechs a Chatas for an Asher, the guy is Chayv an Asher or he's not Chayv an Asher? No. No. No difference. Why? Because it's Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh never plays a role if you're Chayav or you're not Chayav. The Kavanah intrinsically is a negative Kavanah. We don't say, well, since you're not Chayav in Asham, so it doesn't get installed in the Karban. In other words, I take this guy's Karbuvain's Karban Chatas and I do it L'Shem Asham. Possible. Clearly possible, right? But he's not Chayav in Asham. We don't say, oh, well, now that you're not Chayav in Asham, we have a problem integrating the Kavanah that you had with the Karban. We don't say that. No, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. The more far removed it is, the more Reb Chaim's svar is there that it doesn't connect to the karm. So it should be kosher. Reb Chaim is saying, you know what? Chelev and Dam, if you chayev, Tosfos seems to be saying, if you chayev Dam, then Rava would agree possible. Rava's din in our sugya of Chelev L'shem Dam is where you're not chayev dam. And since you're not chayev dam, it's not so bad. Not so bad. And what I'm saying is, Mamon of Shach, if chelev dam is considered shini kodesh, then it makes no difference whether you're chayev or not. Look at every other shini kodesh in kodeshim. You don't need to be chayev the other carbon that the kohen is thinking. It's inherently shini kodesh. And if you're treating it like just a shinui ritzei, there's nothing. So either way, that's the problem I have with learning like Reb Chaim. Therefore, I would say that the two terutzim and tesis by us in Nozir are mamish related to each other. First, he gives the terutz that maybe the guy's chayev, he's chayev dam. And then he says, va'oid yesh loimar. That's Taki Command Amr Ksheira. That's our over. It's kosher. But over here, we're talking about that you want the Ritzui, the Skapa, which fits beautifully what we're saying from the Keren Ora. So I want to be mazbat to you that the two Tirutzim and Tosfos are mamish related to each other. The Hainu. Any Amoira who holds, or Tana, that's going to tell you that a Chatas Chelev, L'shem Chatas Dam, is ever kosher, the only way for them to give that to us, to present that to us, is if they're going to tell us The chelev and dam is one kedusha, like the lashon of rav and our sugya. Chatas l'shem chatas nishchata. It's one kedusha. There's no difference in kedusha. All there is a ritzi issue. All there is a ritzi. This that we learn out of the pasuk, al chatosei asher chatan, it has to be for the chet that you did. The chatas has to be for the chet. Without that pasuk, by the way, we wouldn't even be talking now. Without that extra pasuk that says chatas has to be l'shem chelev, we would have no problem at all. We wouldn't even think there's a problem. Let's say we just have 36 chayvei krisis in the Torah and the Mishnah krisis, and any one of these 36, you have to bring a karma chatas. And you brought it for chelev and the kohen shechted it for dam. You and I wouldn't be talking now. Of course it's kosher. The Torah was mechadash, no. There's something called chatas chelev, and there's something called chatas dam, and there's something called chatas shabbos, and they don't mix. Right? But the reason why they don't mix according to Rava is because there's a chsar and ritzri. Not because there's when the Torah said al chatas ha-shochata, the Torah was mechadash, that there's a kedushas chatas of a chatas chelev, and there's a kedushas chatas of a chatas dam. No! The Torah just said, in order for the Bialim to have ritzri, this is what you need. Now here's what I want to explain to you, the difference between the two teretz and metaisis. Just one akuda. The first teretz and metaisis says, that if you're also chayev a chatas dam, so in other words, you have Reuven. He had a kazayas chelev and he had a kazayas dam. And now the kohen got up. The kohen said, "Okay, I understand this is Reuven's chatas. I'm shechting it l'shem dam. That this is a chatas dam, right? The first teretz and toisus holds. By definition, that means you're saying it should be miratzah for dam." Because he ate dam, he needs a ritzli for dam, and you're having in mind that in fact it is a chatas dam. So it's true, you didn't do it with the full brisk and nusach, l'shem ritzli of dam, but that's what it is. Here you have a Jew, he needs a ritzli for chelev, he needs a ritzli for dam, you're shechting it as a chatas dam, done. The second teretz of Tosfos says, no, you have to get more specific. You have to have in mind that it shouldn't be mechaper, it should be mechaper. Oh, fine. But what I'm saying is the two terutzim and taisis are interwoven. It's the same yesod. It still fits with the concept that I'm telling you, which is Rava, that chatas chelev and chatas dam is the same kedusha. There is no difference in the kedusha. It's only a difference in the ritzvi. So like I said, I think that this is the glatz, the way to learn. And I think that this lemaisa will work. It even works in the hemshich as we keep on going into sugya. The Gemara says, I'm gonna answer my main question. My main question is that if the way we're learning Rav is correct, and clearly what's mashma like that, the Karen Ayra learns like that, and clearly it's mashma like that in Tosfos and Nazir, for sure in the second teretz, and the way we're learning the first teretz also, right? The only gaping question is, L'chayr, then it should be like Shini Bailim, and it should only apply to Zrika. So I'm going to answer that kasha. But that's my big kasha on the whole thing. That if it's only a Ritzli, if it's only a question that it's not Oila for the Bailim because they need a Ritzli, that normally attaches itself strictly to Zrika, not to other things. So that's the main problem that I have. I'm sorry. Like a nedava. No, but I'm just saying, when we're looking at the carbon intrinsically, it's the carbon. The carbon is a carbon. The carbon has to be brought lishma. If you have a kavona shalei lishma, you're missing in the hefts of the carbon. The way we called it till now was, it's like a balmum. And that's the terminology the Rambam uses. It's like a balmum. When you shech the carbon shalei lishma, there's something missing in the carbon. There's something missing in the carbon, right? But that's only where the Shaloi Lishmo relates to the essence of the Kedusha of the carbon. But the Chelev, and what we're saying is like this. Chelev and Dam is the same Kedusha. So that would, just like everybody understands, for Dover Pashas. Let me give you a mashal. Let's say in order to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Ksivah Sefer Torah, is Taka this week's parasha. The way to be Mekayim the mitzvah requires Lishma. Lishem Bailim. So it's besides that the Sefer Torah requires Ibud Lishma, and you have to write it the Shemus Lishma. There'd be another halacha. Has to be Lishem Bailim. You, this is very good way to address your issue. We all understand that if for whatever reason the Sefer had a mind Lishem Sefer Torah, he had a mind, he was ma'abed everything Lishma, everything is perfect. The only thing is he didn't have a mind for you, he had a mind for somebody else. Everybody understands that the Sefer Torah is kosher. And it would be unthinkable, not even imaginable, that there would be a chesaron in the Sefer Torah. Why? Because you have to recognize your Sefer Torah to be mekayim your mitzvah. The Sefer Torah doesn't have to recognize you to be a Sefer Torah. But listen. So Lamaisa, when I the Kohen, I'm not talking about what you need. When I the Kohen take this chatas, and I have in mind that this should be for chela, for dam, we have to analyze what's the problem. The Torah was a mechadish. There's a breakdown. Without the Torah telling us a shechidish, we would think it's not a breakdown for sure. That's for sure. Without and the Horaya, we have a model. Oyla, Shlomin, tied to the way we understood. We have many models that there's no problem. Your love is. There's no problem. I can give you tens of cases of kachin. It never does. By Chattas, the Torah was Mechadish, that it does. What I'm saying is we have to analyze. What is the Torah saying? Is the Torah saying that the Chalev and the Dam actually get associated with the Chefs of the carbon? Which is really a whopper chiddush. Okay, the Torah could tell us whopper chiddush. But that's one way to learn. The other way to learn is no. The Torah is telling you Reuven, and you're right, Yehuda. Yehuda's 100% right. At the end of the day, if the Bialim are not going to have reach, the Korban's going to end up being puzzled. But through that channel, the channel is the Korban was brought for the wrong chalev. And therefore, the Bialim couldn't get reach. And now we're left with a dormant chatas. You're right. Now it's going to become possible. But the way it becomes possible, the channel that it goes through, is not a direct hit, like you have with the hurricane, right? It's the direct hit. It's not a direct hit. It's not shalei lishma. The fact, no. Shalei lishma. Chalev and dam, same thing. It's meaningless. And that's what Rav is saying in our sugya. That's what Rav is saying in our sugya. Chatas, l'shem chatas nishchata. And it's ksheir of oyla, Rav is saying. Rav is saying kosher of oyla because since you didn't have in mind that it should be meratzeh for another thing, it's not a problem. The way we're learning is, Rav Shita is that way, and Tois is learning that way, and both Tiritzim and Tois is learning that way. The only big problem we have, the big elephant in the room, is that then it should be just like Shini Bailim, and it should only be possible by Zrika according to most of the Rishon. What? Chatas Mitzvah is the same thing, it's a dormant carbon. All I'm saying is like this. A Chatas that you take a Shechted L'Shem, Chatas Chedel L'Shem Chatas Dam. And you will makabel Chatas Chedel L'Shem Chatas Dam. But then you spritz the Chedel for Chedel, it should be kosher. The way we're explaining Rava, which is the most logical way to learn Rava, makes Chalev and Dam be very similar to Shini Bailim. Right? It's not Psuloi Begufoi. So it should only be by Zrika. And that's something that we don't find. We don't find that Chiddush, that even according to Rava, that it would only affect even a proper Shinui. From Chatas Chalev to Chatas Dam, meaning I have in mind it should not be Merasa for Chalev. Even that, we don't find that's limited only to Zrik. Pashtas, it's possible by Dalar Avedis. So that we have to know, how does that work? But let's see first the Hemshech Gemara, then we'll get back to this. It says,
wouldn't you have to have at least a Chiyuv of Dam? You have to have a Chiyuv of Dam somewhere. In other words,
no, you don't have to have a Chiyuv of Dam because there's such a thing if you hold not like Rava or yes like Rava.
If you hold like Rava,
in a chlami, that's what Tosis is saying in Ozer.
That
that the chayv, there would have to be a chayv dam also. That's what Tosfos. That's what they say. Says the Gemara. Now, what happens if you brought the chatas of shem oil psula? My time of shachdos al chatas machmona. Harei chatas shem chatas neshchata. L'shem oil psula. Fine, because it wasn't l'shma. For my Rava. Rava says chatas shachta al shemuchu yiv chatas. Ami shemuchu yiv chatas psula. Because that's a proper shini baila. Al mi shemuchuyiv oila kshera. Kosher. Okay. Oh, that's what we're getting to. Why is it kosher? So let's see what the Gemara says first. My timer. Shenema v'chiper olav loyal chaveiroi. Olav loyal chaveiroi. Right? That's the reason by a Kormachata says v'chiper olav, olav loyal chaveiroi. It has to be chaveiroi dum yedidei. B'mechuyiv kaporo kamoesoi. So Poshet is saying, by the way, this fits beautifully with what we were saying from Tosfos in, and that's the relationship between the two members. Because really what Rava was saying in member number one was that Chelev and Dam is like Shini Bailim. That's Kufa what he was saying. What he was saying was that Chelev and Dam is like Shini Bailim. It's not intrinsic in the Karm. Similarly, says the Gemara, if it's Ruvain's Chatas L'Shem Shimon, it has to be that it relates to the Ritzoy. There's nothing in the carbon itself that's wrong. Right? So if Ruvain is not Chayim Kapora, so there's no Ritzoy going from Ruvain to Shimon. So there's no problem. All I'm saying is the members flow beautifully. Because Rava's first member, Rava's Chiddush member, is that Chelev and Dam is like Shini Bailim, to which he goes to second member, and say that if you do a chatas l'shem oila, right? It's not a problem because he has to be chaveiro dum yedidei. But then look right at what he says. Chatas. If you have a chatas that you shechted, sheshocht al misheni mechuyev klum psula. What? Al misheni mechuyev klum psula? Says yes. She'ein lecha odom b'Yisrael she'ein imuchuyiv asei. There isn't a Jew that's not chayiv an asei that wasn't mevatel a mitzvah. But it's not chatas. Says the Gemara, v'omar rova chatas mechaperes al chayiv asei mikav v'choymer al chayiv krisas mechaperes memela al chayiv asei lo kol shekein. In fact, the Gemara says tira. You just told me that if you shech the chatas for somebody's chayv and oila, it's not called the same kapara. Right? It doesn't interfere. And now you're telling me chatas l'shem another Jew is possible because he's zicha chayv for an asay. Fine, but we just finished saying oil is not called. So is oil called a bar mina with a chatas or not? Says the Gemara of Omer Rav, chatas l'shech tam yishmukhiv chatas psula. So what's going on? So Gemara makes such a chiluk. Mikivloi mechaper, mikufya mechaper. Here's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, mikivloi mechaper, mikufya mechaper, which means the oila is mechaper on asay. That's what it's meant for. That's an oila. So an oila is designated to be mechaper on asay. A chatas is not meant to be mechaper an asay. Fact, if you were makdish a chatas just for an asay, it wouldn't even be chal. Be chatas psul. If somebody did eat matzah on Pesach, he's mafresh a chatas, it's not going to work. It's not going to be chal. It doesn't work. Right? So, it's not brought for asay. But, if you happen to be chayv an asay, so the chatas will be mechaper on that. It'll be... You have to be chayav a chatas because otherwise it doesn't begin. But once you have a chatas here, and the chatas got created because you were chayav a chatas, now it will mikufya, not mikiva, not the main purpose of the karmen, But mikuf, you'll be mechaper also on an asay. It's kolot. So now, so he says like this. So if you already were mafresh an oila, then the chatas won't include it. Meaning, it's not the main kapara for an oila. Fasay. It happens to be that if you were mevatel an asay, on top of whatever you chayev a chatas for, and you bring a karma chatas, so you'll get a lingering type of kapora, right? A kufya dika kapora from the chatas on that too. But for sure, if you have an oila now for your matzah that you didn't eat, and you bring a chatas for chalev, there's no overlap. Because the chatas inherently is for chatas. And the oila is inherently for an asay. They don't overlap. On a inherent basis, they don't overlap. Chatas is exclusively for krisis, and oila is exclusively for asay. They don't overlap. If the oila is gone, then the chatas indirectly will give you a kapara, a passive kapara on the asay. But if you have an oila here, the chatas doesn't even look in that direction. Because the chatas is not being brought for that. Chatas is being brought for koras. So basically what the Gemara is saying is like this. If the kohen is makriv of the chatas for Reuven, who has not separated anything for himself, then this chatas can have a lingering kapara on him. Yeah, because he's zicha chayiv and asay. He may not know about it. He may not. But if you have another Jew here that separated an oila for himself, and now you bring Reuven's chatas for this guy's asay, they don't recognize each other. It doesn't even go there. The chatas only goes there by default, like koich sheni. The chatas comes for the chorus. And then it spills over, if it need be, it spills over to the asay. That's what the Gemara is saying. So it comes out an unbelievable chiddush in the Gemara. The kohen was makar of the korb, the chatas, your chatas, according to Rav. And he had in mind that your chatas should be a ritzui for this guy, this other Jew, who has no korban for anything. Possible. Why? Because your chatas has a ripple effect on asays. And therefore, there isn't a Jew that doesn't have an asay that he has to take care of. Whereas, if you brought it for somebody who actually is chay of an asay, and he actually separated an oila, he didn't bring it yet, but he separated an oila, and now you had in mind it should be l'shem im, that doesn't ruin it. That doesn't ruin it. What's going on? It doesn't make sense. It's not coherent. Because either way, Pliny Galmoini is not getting a kapara for my chatas. Either way. If he separated, if he didn't separate, if he plans to separate, if he never plans to separate, he, Reuven, who's bringing a chatas, it will never, ever, ever be mechaper for Shimon's asay, ever. Let's play it out. Reuven brought a chatas to the Beis Hamikdash. The kohen was makrovit l'shem Shimon, she'ein imchuyiv klum. The Gemara says it's possible. Why is it possible? Because a chatas is also mechaper on an asay. Right? So does that mean that he now doesn't have to bring oil? Of course not! This is a possible chatas. Besides, it's not his. It's possible. Of course, it's not Maratze. There isn't any case ever remotely possible that my chatas is going to be mechaper for any Jews I say, whether they separated oil or they didn't separate an oil. Never. There is never a possibility of my chatas ever being mechaper for you, for any aveira that you did. Period. Whether you know about it or not. So Mamela, why is it possible? Why should it make a difference if you separated oil or you didn't separate oil? If that guy over there that the client had in mind knew that he needed oil and separated oil, then it's still kosher for me. Right? But if that guy didn't separate an oiler, it doesn't attach because it can't be miratza for him. It's not. It's not. It's all conceptual. Ruvain's chatas. Let's get something straight. Ruvain's chatas can never, ever be miratza for Shimon. Ever. Under any circumstances, under any conditions. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Even where it's kosher. Let's say Ruvain separated an oiler. For Ruvain. Listen to what I'm saying. The Kohen went and shechted Ruvain's oiler for Shimon. For Shimon, yeah, the oil should work for Shimon. It's kosher. It's still not mechaper for him. Or me. So my puzzle chatas is mechaper for him? Of course not. It doesn't begin to be entertained as a remote possibility. The whole sug is a pella. The Gemara is playing it out as though there's a kapara here. Well, your chatas for him, that works because if he didn't separate oil and he doesn't know he needs one, there's a ripple effect. That's ripple, what ripple? There's no ripple anything. All we see is a big gaping hole. Puzzle. What's going on? So LMI, it's all conceptual. Conceptual. Are you bringing the chatas for somebody who conceptually would be able to get a kapara from this chatas? The answer is yes. Whether he's separated or he didn't separate it. Mumarashach, if you're looking at it conceptually, and that's the reason why you're saying it's possible, okay, then it shouldn't make a difference. If he has oil, if he doesn't have oil. If you're telling me, you know what, the guy has to be in the parish of this carbon that you're bringing in order for the carbon to be possible. So that's why Rava says, if he's chayv achatas like you, possible. If he's not chayv achatas like you, kosher. Oila, he said, oila, kosher, because it's not like you. And then he said, but if we shechta for somebody who's the chayv nothing, possible. Why? Says the Gemara. Obviously, chatas is mechaper on asay. So he's called in your parsha. Because he also associates to a chatas. Lu Yitzur, he would be bringing a chatas. It would associate him. So he's called in the bigger picture. He's called related. You and him are related. You're enough related because his problem is one that could be solved for him if he brought this type of a car. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? The Gemara basically is saying that the reason why, according to Rav, if you shech to the chattas, for somebody who's chayiv zero, it's possible. That means if you shech to my chattas for somebody else who's chayiv zero, it's possible. The Gemara says the reason is because a chattas p'tievet is mechaper an asay, and every Jew needs a kapara from an asay. So what does that mean? That means that he and I are enough related. Just like if he ate chalev and I ate chalev, and you have in mind for him, or even if I ate chalev and he was mechalel Shabbos, and you had in mind him, it's possible, because he and I are related. He and I are related enough to make the carbon puzzle. 1 second, enough to make the carbon puzzle. So the Gemara is saying there's a step two. even if he and I are only related by very distantly, the Hainu, the type of carbon that I'm bringing now, if he would have needed it for another reason, it would have also resolved his assay. That's enough of a relationship between me and him to make it be called a Shini Bailim. So what in the world does it make a difference if he has an Isla or he doesn't have an Isla?
It's a big difference.
Listen. Listen. If I brought a Chatas Chalev to the Beis HaMikdash and another guy came with me, he's also Chayev Chalev. Actually, we're twins. We look like the Sor Lashem and Sor Lazazel. We look the same height, same Chalev we ate together, B'chavrus. We brought the two Karbanos together. We can't, the Imamish, we're as connected as you could possibly be. The same tamchui, the meat was seasoned the same taste. Everything is exact. The koyin, but my twin brother has a chatas chela for himself. The koyin shechted my chatas chela for my twin. Possum. Possum. Why is it possum? He doesn't need it. He has his own chatas. He separated his own chatas. He has a carbon that's already designated for the specific chet that he did. Doesn't matter. Rava says, puzzle. Why? Because he and I are related in as much that we both would have use from such a type of carbon. That's enough of a relationship between me and my twin brother that it's shaloi l'shmo, puzzles. That my chatas l'shem his chatas, not shini kodesh. Zev. I'm doing chatas l'shem chatas. Chatas chelev l'shem chatas chelev. Even the same last name, the same ishbach in it. But he and I are enough related to each other because we both need this type of a carbon. Rava comes in our sugya and he's mechadish one chiddush. He says, even if you both don't need the same type of carbon, but if you could both get a kapara from this type of carbon, that's enough. And therefore, there isn't a Jew in the world that's not chayev and aseh. And therefore, every carbon chatas which has a way, a potential of being mechaparan and aseh, if the one who's bringing it happens to be chayev and aseh, that makes you related to every Jew. Period. That's Rava's chiddush. So we had a stira. First Rava said, L'shem oila kosher. Because you're not related. Then he said, you are related. Right? Even if you did it for somebody who's not chayav anything. Loikasher is one of those. Loikasher. One is a case where he separated oila. And once we didn't separate, my Indian Zayt says that. The carbon, anyway, my carbon will never work for him. You didn't bring it. You did not bring it. It's not chal anyway. It's not chal anyway. If I'm chayiv chatas chelev, and you're chayiv chatas chelev. Okay? And my chatas chelev is brought for you, it's not chal anyway. It's not... No! Nothing! Nothing's chal! You know, it attaches to kavona shaloi lishmo, that's all it does.
No, no. If I didn't bring out oil, I had shaychus to the chatos. If I didn't bring out...
How do you have shaychus to the chatos?
If I made an essay. If I brought away the oil...
You didn't bring an oil. But then why if you chayiv a chatas and you didn't bring your chatas, could I do it l'shem you? Even though you were mafresh a chatas already. I'm very confused. If you're chayiv a chatas and I'm chayiv a chatas, and you were mafresh a chatas already, still my chatas becomes possible by the Kohen thinking for you, even though you have a chatas right here in the base of English, it just wasn't shechted yet. Why? Because since you didn't get there a kapara, even though you already have a korban that's there ready to give you a kapara, but you didn't get the metzias a kapara. Yeah, so you and I are still related. So why is a chatas different than oila? But you didn't bring an oila. Guess what? If you brought your chatas 5 minutes ago and the Kohen did it l'shem you, it's kosher. You know why? Because you have no shaykhs. But if you didn't bring your chatas yet, even though you separated it, what's the halacha? Possible. What's the difference? The answer is that the Kohen already brought the chatas, you're out of the picture. If the Kohen didn't bring the chatas yet, you're not out of the picture. Even though you already have a beautiful kalm ready to work for you, but it didn't work yet. The opposite of chatas is the least leaky carbon possible. It's very, very exclusive. An oil is very leaky. A shlomim is very leaky. A chatas is the least. A chatas is the least leaky carbon. Rabbi, say, I want to tell you very simple. The way we explained the sugya till now, it's mamish klar. Why? What I tell you, pshat and toisus and ozer. Toisus and ozer saying that by definition, if I shech the chatas chilv, right, for somebody else, chatas dam, and they happen to be chayv, chatas dam, by definition, it's kiilu I said I want them to get a ritzui. Even if the coins, I wasn't thinking about ritzui. I was just thinking about the why? Because 1 + 1 = 2, right? But if they're not chayv dam, chatas dam, then it doesn't associate, right? It doesn't connect to them, correct? There's nothing to associate the two. And therefore, it's not called l'shem ritzui. It's not called by default that I'm doing it l'shem ritzui. When the Kohen brings a carb, based on English, right? And he says, I'm doing it l'shem yenes oila. He didn't say yenes oila. So I'm doing it l'shem that Jew. Doing the chatas l'shem that Jew. Right? Now, does that automatically mean that I want him to get a ritzui? So the Gemara is saying no. Because automatic only is by things which are mikiva machapra. 1 + 1 = 2 is only by something which by definition is the same. That means if I say Ruvain is chayev chelev, Shimon is chayev dam, and I'm bringing this as Ruvain's dam. So even though I didn't think about ritzui, by definition, that means the Kohen is being mechaven that Shimon should have ritzui. By definition, there's no other direction to go. He needs it, it's being brought for him. Yeah. By a chatas. Even you yourself, if you were chayev, a chatas, and the Kohen brought the chatas for you, and you also had an oila, your own oila, listen closely, you had your own oila for an assay that you did, the chatas wouldn't go on your oila. So by default, it doesn't bounce even for you. Your chatas doesn't bounce for your oila unless you don't have anything designated for your oila. For you, forget him, for you. Memela, if another Jew has an oila designated for him, so he's not in the parasha, for, not me, he's not in the parasha for his chatas to bounce on him, on his oila. So we're not related anymore. Our whole relationship was that we're in the same parasha because my chatas would work for my assay. And his chatas would work for his assay. Not true. Once he has an oila, his chatas doesn't work for his assay. So now me and him are not related anymore. The relationship is a ritzi relationship, him and I have. We don't even have that relationship anymore. Because the relationship we were going to have was, oh, if he would have a chatas, it would by default be mechaper for his oila. Not once he has an oila. Once he has an oila, his chatas won't bounce on his aseh. Actually, his chatas will only work on the chorus, and the oila will only work on the aseh. So now he and I are no longer connected. Because our whole connection was the fact that my chatas would bounce on my aseh if I had one, as his would if he would have one. But we don't have that anymore. Because once he has an oila, his chatas wouldn't, if he had, not forget about mine. Our whole kasha was, my chatas never goes on him anyway. It's true. But our relationship was that if he had a chatas, just like if the kohen had in mind his chatas, it's possible, because if he had a chatas, it would go on him. My chatas is not going on him. But it's enough of a relationship that if he had a chatas, it would go on him. So now my chatas becomes possible. So now, if the kohen took my chatas, did it l'shem him, and he doesn't have an oila, so if he brought this chatas, it would have been mechaper on his oila, so now he and I are related. Our relationship is that just like I'm having a residual from my carbon, he can have the same residual. Yeah? But that's only true if he doesn't have an oila. Once he has an oila, even if he would be bringing a kosher achatas, it wouldn't bounce on his aseh. So we're no longer related. He and I have no relationship anymore. Chatas, he's not chayven. And an aseh, to get a kapar from a chatas, we're not related in. Because he has an oil. So there's no, we lost our connection. It's only a ritzui connection. Every shini bailam is only a ritzui connection. We have no ritzui connection. He and I have no ritzui connection. Okay. Now, let's just end off. What's the reason why, wow, it's late. What's the reason why it would passel by Dalet Avodis? That was our big kasha. What's the reason why it would passel by Dalet Avodis? Here's a very important nekuda I want to bring out. I'll try to say it in literally 3 minutes because I have to go. I'm sure the Olam has to go. It says like this. Bianco, we have to chap you. We'll chap you. I'm saying now. We'll write it. So, the nekuda is like this. The nekuda is like this. There's such a thing called nedava, and there's such a thing called a chayva. Right? In loy ola labaylam l'shem chayva, right, generally speaking, we're talking about a carbon that inherently is not necessarily an obligation. By its name, it's not an obligation. But for me, it became an obligation. I made a nether that I'm going to bring it. I'm talking about oil shlamim, all the carbonas that the Mishnah is talking about. Shenishchetu shloy lishmon ksherim v'loyol lebailam l'shem chayv. All those carbonas are carbonas which inherently are brought b'nedava. They're brought as donations, right? And therefore, they're kosher. Like Yehuda said at the beginning, chatas doesn't have that option. That's why if chatas becomes not oila, by definition, it doesn't have a way to go. Really, it doesn't have another route to take. Chatas is not bob and adam. Neither is an asham. It's not bob and adam. So, when we say all the other karbonas are kosher v'leil, right? That means that even though the carbon be'etzim is bob and adam, but you had an obligation to bring it, you're not yotzei your obligation. Now, what happens? What happens if we did a shini bailam? Shini bailam, we say, you are yotzei your obligation. Because l'maisa, the carbon was brought. Right? And as long as the zrika was done for you, we have no problem. Carbon is kosher, because intrinsically the carbon is kosher. Why is the carbon, how does it get to zrika? Very simple. It gets to zrika because it's bob and adava. In other words, each stop sign, it passes with ease. Let me give you a case. Yishechta oil shel lishma. Okay. Right now, we have no decision to make. It's kosher. Whether it's oil labailam or not oil labailam, it's kosher. It's a beautiful oil. It's kosher. Aye! What's going to be if it's not oil? Huh? It'll be in a dove. No problem. Fine. So shechita, we pass shechita with ease. Now we go to Kabbalah shel oil lishma. What's going on? What do we do now? You're fine. Kabbalah shel oil lishma. Kosher it is because all kashrim shel oil lishma are kosher. Do we have to decide now if it's oil or bialim or shem chayv or not? No, because it's not relevant. Either way, it's kosher. Either way, it's kosher. And either way, the bialim don't have a ritzah yet. So it's almost like the shayla is not even on the table. So I have to give you a similar equation. There's a big shayla in the poskim. It's brought down in Yeridei. If a spoon falls into a pot twice, a milchik spoon falls into the pot, a fleshik pot once, falls into the pot twice. Let's say the pot has 100 times the volume of the spoon. So it's a bottle, right? We measure the spoon, and if the pot is 100 times whatever's the spoon, whatever could possibly be absorbed in the spoon, it's a bottle. So here in my case, you have a fleshik spoon, or milk a spoon falls to a fleshik pot, there's 100 times the amount. Falls in once, falls in twice. So halacha is, it's bottle. Bottle. Because the first time it became bottle, second time it became bottle. It could happen all day. But what happens if I didn't know in between the first falling and the second falling? Now I find out that it fell in twice. So there's a shita in the poskim, it's actually brought down in Yeridea, that holds it's no good. Because bittul b'roiv only paskins when it's negeya. So what basically happened is, when the spoon fell into the pot, the tam of the spoon went into the pot. But since nobody knew about it, the roiv didn't kick in. Roiv only kicks in when it comes to negeya l'aloch. Like goyim don't have roiv, l'marshal. They don't have the concept of roiv. There's one opinion like that. So now, when the spoon falls in again, what we really have is 120. We have a need for 120 times. Because both timing that came out of the spoon were no good. First time it was no good. Second time it's even worse. It was basa b'chalav. By the time the spoon fell in the second time, the spoon was mamish treif. Milchik's in it. Fleishik's in it. I mean, spoon is bad treif. Right? The spoon is a problem. Spoon fallen twice. So I'm telling you a very similar thing. By most korbanos that come b'nedova, so you brought your shechtet shel oil lishma. Right? Kosher. You tell me, what's with the bialim? It's not even relevant now. It's kosher. The bialim don't get a ritzi anyway until Zrika. So right now we go weiter. Let's say it happened by Kabbalah. Same thing. Kosher. Say, yeah, but what's going to be with the bialim? Right now the bialim are not in the parasha because till Zrika, they don't get a ritzi. Okay. Move on. Halacha. Same thing. Right? Now you come to Zrika. Zrika, you can no longer postpone it. Now is the day of reckoning. Now is the day of reckoning. They say yesterday was for Trump. Now is the day of reckoning. Now is a psak halacha. Now, if the Zrika was done, shalai lishma, problem. Right? Problem. Now we have to paska. Now we have to paska. Right? Now it's possible. What happens if you did Shinui Kodesh? So Shinui Kodesh, we also don't have to paskin until Zrika. Right? But inherently, by the time I get to Zrika, I'm dealing with blood that was already impacted from the Shechita, it was already impacted. So now, it's not oil b'ayil l'shem chayva, even though I did the Zrika proper, it wouldn't make a difference, because it's already... But by Shini Bailim, the blood, nothing was impacted. Because it's not in the Heftz of the carbon. Oh! By Zrika! So now I'm doing a L'Shem Bailim. Done! That's all good if I'm dealing with a carbon. That I don't have to make a decision before Zrika, what's the story with this carbon as far as the Bailim are concerned. But a carbon which inherently is only Ba B'chayva. like a chatas, at the time of shechita I have to decide. Because this can't stam be brought. Oh! So even though it's only a chsar and ritzui, it affects the shechita too. So that kasha's answered. And this also answers Toysa shita by Toyda. Because Toysa holds Toyda is the same way. Toysa holds some, the way Toysa learned the last sugi, Toyda shaloy lishmo, even by shechita it's no good. Not other karbonas, only Toyda. So I said the same thing. Toysa holds Toyda is not bob in a dova. So Toyda, you don't have the option to say, okay, no problem, shecht it. Not a gay, shecht it. Everybody hears what I'm saying? By chatas, there is no time to wait. The chatas, once you did, every step of the way, we have to have a place to put it. Because chatas can't come in a dova. Can't just be a kosher chatas that's, we'll see. No such thing. It's Ruvain's chatas that's being kosher. Otherwise, we can't go to the next step. So therefore, even something which is only a chsar and ritzi will affect the dalet avodas. You understand? Because it can't go benedava. So there's no element of this korban that could be brought without a cause. For who? For what? So you're back to the... A regular carbon, it only relates to Zrika because the carbon inherently comes binadova. Does not have to attach to the bilum till the kapara. But a carbon which inherently can't be brought binadova has to every checkpoint have somebody to say, this is my... We ask him for his identification card. Where's your card? So Rabbi say everything is answered with this. Okay. Believe it or not, we were makasa. This could have gone much longer.